views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and also on transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have one of my very favorite sisters, Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist, from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic disease, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science, and she is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. She is the founder of Genome, and we are so happy to have you on the show, Sharan. How are you today?
always so much fun being on your show, and I love being with you. So the feeling's mutual.
Yay. It's so good to talk to my sister from the UK. We were just talking, we chatted a bit before the show here, and, you know, we were saying that it's so funny that you and I have the same birthday. You know?
Yeah, it is. It is. And we're definitely sisters from other mothers and fathers.
And so, on today's show, we're going to talk about genetic expression and about ancestors, et cetera. And, you know, 2 weeks ago now, I had my first call to dance seminar. And it was a huge success. It was so much fun. It was the first time I really brought the dragons out. And we were playing with them energetically at the seminar. And oh my goodness, a lot is happening. A lot of people having really amazing shifts. And I just want to let people know I've been very busy feng shuiing my home for 2 weeks straight now, but I'll get a newsletter out soon. And, you know, you and I were talking about, the ancestry and the DNA. And you said that you had a card that you, a dragon card that you picked for me today. And so I'd like to hear what it is.
And when I said what it was, you said you already picked that particular card in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So there's no accidents.
It was anticipation, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, anticipation.
It was the most beautiful thing. I had done a lot of energetic work. And I was told, and this is how my energy cards work, because they inspire your intuition. You know, sometimes we get blocked, especially when it's our own stuff, because we're not as neutral. And what they do is they kind of, you know, they have a certain purpose each card, and they're very good at moving energy, and they're also good at sparking the intuition. So that anticipation card is about ancestral DNA, by the way.
No mistakes.
And, you know, it was at 4 a.m. actually this morning that I got intuitively that there was something in one of my rooms that I wanted to get out of my house. So I threw it out, and I had accidentally knocked over 2 deer statues that my aunt had given me when she passed 3 days before that. And I was kind of feeling really sad about that. And that card anticipation is about sisterly love and about clearing the energy. And what happened is I went and threw that stuff out. I woke up and was told, you know, I just got like, go do it. And that's how I am. I was walking out to the end of my driveway and 2 deer were standing there.
Wow.
And they just looked at me, and I sat on the front step, and they just stood there, and I talked to them for 30 minutes. And nice. Which sounds kind of crazy, but
it is what it is.
And then, you know, you and I were talking about what do deer mean.
Yes.
If you look it up shamanically, and I just have to have you tell everybody what you found.
It was about gentleness, wasn't it? I took the thing off, so I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay, I can, because you told me, and I knew this, that deer are about gentleness, but it's also about opening your heart, allowing your passions to come through in a gentle way, opening your heart up to love. Those are all the things. And so, of course, if we choose this card for this radio show today, then that's, I guess, our theme for today.
Well, yeah, I just opened it up again, and it says now, trust your instincts to guide you through this situation. So it's like whatever people are going through, it's to trust. And we're going to talk about that and how important that is with regards to ancestral DNA and, you know, the energy of the ancestors around our DNA and how that influences us and how we can come to a place where we can be able to shift it, not only for us, but for them as well.
So all of it's perfect,
isn't it?
Yeah. And so, you know, we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting since the beginning of the show here. And so when we come back, we'll take that call and then we'll get into talking a little bit more about DNA. But just, you know, we have a minute or so here before we have to go to break. Is there something that you would like to, you know, say before then?
Just to say that, you know, when we do this work, we're not just helping ourselves, but we're helping everyone. Because there's so much that's happened in our ancestral lineage that has influenced us. And there's so many ways that we show up that we don't recognize are being influenced by what has gone on in the past. And so that could be relationships or how things are showing up for you. It could be your health, it could be anything. And so when we begin to do this work, it's profound, really profound, in how things begin to shift for you and others around you. Because when you begin to shift, then everyone else around you begins to shift too.
Yeah. And as we take leadership in our families in this way, and this is what I talk about in my book, The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, is that stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you. Worry is a child's, the number one weakness for any child, a mother's worry in particular, because, if your own mother is worrying about you, then when a mother worries about a child, the energy is really, very tightly connected. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar from Genome. And when we return, we will continue to shift some energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What? What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my beautiful guest today, Ms. Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, do you want to share your contact information with everyone?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. It's www.charansurdhar.com. That's charansurdhar.com. And all my social media buttons are on there. I'm usually a lot on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you on there a lot. As I said to my people out there, you may have noticed I haven't been on Facebook or on sent a newsletter out as of yet since the seminar, just because I'm really busy clearing energy from it still. A lot of energy moving since that seminar. We do have a caller, Brian. I was just wondering if we shouldn't take this caller. She's been patiently waiting, Sharan,
yes,
and then we'll talk some more about genetics.
Why don't we bring on the one and only Gail from Virginia? Welcome to the program. What can Sharan and Colette do for you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have an issue where I have chronic fatigue and chronic pain. I've finally got a doctor that's looking at it, and it has to do with my bones. And also there's a component with, it's like I don't have the finances to get the test and the necessary things that I need to do.
Okay. what I like to do is get a baseline from people just to see where they're at as far as how much it's bothering you and how much pain you're in right now. Like if you get in touch with that on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at?
8.
8. Okay. And how long have you been feeling like this for?
I've been trying to figure this out for well over 2 years, and it's just getting worse.
So what happened 2 years ago?
That I was tired and not feeling good, and I keep reaching out to doctors, and they say I'm okay.
Just I don't mean to cut you off, but I can feel Sharan working away here, but I'm just going to ask you a few more questions because I can feel her energy moving some stuff, and then we'll ask her what she's doing, okay? What happened in your personal life 2 years ago or in your career? Or like, there's something going on. I'm getting like a relationship change of some sort. 2 years ago. Did something?
I moved my office from a business to my home.
You what?
I moved my business office from, I had a outside place to my home, but as relationship.
Oh, okay. What kind of business are you in?
Health insurance.
Okay. That affected your physical environment has a huge impact on your physical, body. And so I'm going to work on that. Sharan, what are you picking up?
The first thing that hit me was this energy of like just not being able to move forward anymore. And, you know, that's not on a conscious level, but more of a subconscious level, like the body is just so tired, like not wanting to move forward. And then what I picked up was an excess of cortisol in the blood, and not in the blood. This is energy I'm talking about. So it's not a diagnostic test or anything. If you went to the doctors, I don't know whether they'll see that or not, but it's energy based. So it's an excess of cortisol, which was caused by an emotion of self-abuse, which is not about physical self-abuse, but more about, you know, mental abuse, where there's too much thinking going on, and that then it's become so tiring that you just can't move forward. And so I've cleared that, and I've cleared the cortisol, the energetic cortisol. So,
yeah, I would just like to get in touch with you, Gail, here, and just ask if you kind of just, I like to get people like to, you know, put some energy into your spine. What I mean by that is, you know, sit up nice and straight, good posture, take a deep breath. There we go. And I just want to know, has the number changed at all yet?
As I sit up a little bit better, it's not as much. And I feel like part of it is I'm kind of numb to the pain.
But number wise, just get in touch with this. Do you perceive any change at all?
Yes, I'd say it's a 6.
Good. So see, I got that you moved down 2. I actually got that you're down to 2, but that perception is telling you only moved 2. So what I was picking up, do you mind me asking what age you are?
I'm 61.
Yeah. 2 years ago, you were 59 and you were weak to turning 60. And so a lot of times when people reach the end of a decade and they move into the next decade, it triggers them and they end up going from, instead of turning 60, turning 69. And so this is coming up a lot of exhaustion, a lot of overwork. Have you been overworked? And underpaid?
Yeah. I don't know how to play.
Yeah. And it's coming down. Both your parents, actually, ancestral line, great, of people. What nationality are you originally? Like where were your ancestors from?
I don't know.
You don't know at all?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. There we go. Okay, the not knowing, knowing, not knowing. Your office and your home, are you enjoying that?
No.
Yeah, see, working out of your home, it's very important that you shift the energy around your home so that when you work in your home, you don't take on other people's stuff and bring their problems into your home and then live with other people's problems. And trust me, I know about this because of the work I do, right? And so it's important that we just want to strengthen this, that anything in your environment, that you'll become very aware of it. And like I was talking about earlier, getting it out of the house. And as we start to improve, I just wanted to say also that chronic fatigue and exhaustion, like what you're experiencing, and do you have aching in your bones?
Yes.
Yeah. You're aching to not do something, actually, not to do something in this case. And also, the bones themselves are where we hold a lot of karma. And so we're going to strengthen that. Mm-hmm. And there was something I read, and Sharan, I want to ask you about this. Have you read something that they've now discovered? I saw in a scientific journal, but I couldn't see. I didn't have time to really look into it, whether it was peer reviewed or not. But they say now that the lungs, they're finding out that the lungs do produce blood platelets for the bones. Have you read anything about that?
No, I'll look that up. But well, yeah. That's interesting you say that, because as I'm clearing here, what I found was a disconnection of the lungs, and it was caused by terror. I didn't check what age that was at, but whatever you were experiencing at that time, it resulted in that. So, yeah.
I can really feel that moving now. This came up last week too, about these blood platelets being made in the lungs that that go to the bones. So when I shift energy now between the bones and the lungs represent the breath of life. That's life force energy. And so when we get really triggered and we don't take in our life force energy, our oxygen, our air and everything, let's just strengthen on a physical level, Gail, that every breath you take, that you're pulling in. And I would just like invite you to breathe with me and just take a deep breath. Breathe in as deeply as you can, all the way. And then breathe out and breathe all the way out, all the way out. And once that breath is all the way out, then breathe in again. And allow that breath to go, and then let that breath out all the way before you breathe in. I'm getting your intake and outtake of your lungs is uneven. And you're holding, like when you breathe in, you're breathing in fear, and you're not letting out the negative energy when you breathe out. So we're just going to strengthen life force energy is the flow of the universe. It's unconditional love, divine love, pure love. And we're going to strengthen you to that, that you breathe that in and you cleanse your body, and all the oxygen and all the nutrients that you need go exactly where they need to go. And when you breathe out and let go of these ancestral long, ancient, way down the line stuff that you're not allowing to let go when you breathe out. So we're going to strengthen for you to do that. If you would like to hang on, we have to take a quick break. And if you want to wait over the break here, Sharan and I have to take a quick break here. We'll work on you some more, because I'm getting there's some things that we could work on that would really benefit you here that I would rather not say on the air. And so we are just we'll do that when you come back. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, and if you want energy correcting cards and paintings, and they're now available, and they're happy to feng shui your home or get you to do the work anyway. And you can also reach me on all the social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And eventually I'm going to follow after you and get on Instagram, Sharan. We'll be right back after this short message.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me, and we were talking to Gail from Virginia, and she called in about her chronic fatigue. And Gail, I just wanted to check in with you right now and just ask, how are you right now?
I'm crying and releasing a lot.
Good, good. So we're going to strengthen you to release a lot gently. Okay, Sharan, what else did you pick up? Because you and I identified a couple more weaknesses here.
It was about feeling dragged into life, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about. Yeah.
Do you know anything about your birth circumstances, Gail?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Are you adopted?
No, both my parents have passed. My mother passed when I was 13.
Okay. And so who were you with then after that?
My father.
Okay.
He was namely.
And is he, pardon me?
He wasn't around a lot.
Okay. All right. You don't have to say anymore. This is what I was picking up.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that tender age of 13, Sharan, there's something around that.
So we can just clear that.
Yeah, this is coming up. Unlucky 13. And 13 is actually a very lucky number. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. Go ahead.
Colette, I picked a card for you, Gail, and it's transition, and it says number 13.
Yes.
This is one of Colette's dragon cards.
Yeah, the card transition is about transition. And I just want to explain this because a lot of birthing issues came up for you. And Sharan and I were just laughing because we were born on the same day and she was a breech. That's like a baby that's not really wanting to come out or coming out, you know, with a lot of energy kicking. And I was born by cesarean. And so neither of us were really, you know, that, you know, anxious to get to leave our mother's womb. And this is what's coming up with you also. So we're just going to strengthen you to this, to the birthing process. Death and birth are very, very similar. You know, with death, you know, a lot of people, you know, they see the light and they go to the light. And when you're being born and you consider a baby being in the womb and being in the dark and then being born, you know, they come into the light. The difference is when you're born, your parents catch you. And when you die, God catches you. I call that God source energy. If it bothers anyone not to call or to call that God, it's always God to me. pure love is what I mean by that. And so we just want to strengthen you because your mom actually was caught by God and she's safe. And we're just going to strengthen all the love you have for her and all the love she has for you. And then we're just going to, yeah, and just strengthen all, everything she liked about you, everything you liked about her, everything. We're just going to strengthen all the love and let's clear any karma that's left of suffering or, you having to pay the price for anything. So we're just going to delete that. No suffer, no struggle, no need to repeat this and cut all ties. And I'm actually asking Archangel Michael to come in. That's actually my devotion card, which is about life purpose. And so I just want to strengthen you to your purpose for coming in. It's kind of like you're kind of wondering why on a spiritual level, you know, and so we're just going to strengthen you to everything known and unknown about your journey on this earth at this time. And let go of any exhaustion from the ancestors down the line. Sharan, we're going to check in with Gail in a minute, but I'm getting you have something you want to say.
No, I don't actually. It's just, I'm feeling all the energy that's shifting and, you know, all of that energy around your mother passing away and how it's impacting you now, it's all connected. And I'm just sort of clearing with Colette on that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like your heart is opening. And so we're just going to strengthen your heart. It's okay to open your heart. You're not being punished. We all are on our journey and, with all the people I've worked with, thousands of people around the earth, you know, when it's time for people to make their transition, it's time for them to make their transition. And so we just strengthen that for everyone. It's very challenging. Transition also doesn't, that card in particular does not just mean transition as in birth or death. If you have that card come up, it just means you might be having a transition from what you said, from working outside of the home to inside of the home. These are very significant transitions. And so people moving, getting divorced, having a baby, getting pregnant, all of these are transitions, major transitions, having children, becoming a mother, becoming a father, all of these things. So we want to strengthen all of this for everybody listening in.
I was just going to say the card says metamorphosis. So like you said, it's not death. It's a transition into newness.
Absolutely. And also what's coming up, that card is also about the indifference some people have for others, you know, and so we just strengthen you to that. And Gail, I just want to check in with you now and just ask, how are you feeling?
I feel so much clearing going on, and especially when you were talking about my mother, so much going, moving out and coming up. And I just appreciate this so much. I really do.
You're very welcome, and it's our pleasure to shift this energy, and we're giving you a big energetic hug. Please, please be gentle with yourself today. you are going to shift some more. And it would be really, really good for you to go and have, a nice bath with some Epsom salts, with some magnesium, because that helps to feed the cells. And just really, really be gentle on yourself, because you can shift this energetically by loving yourself as that, and treating yourself as a little girl that went through what you went through. We want to strengthen you to just allow yourself to treat yourself with the gentleness that you would treat a little girl that came to you right now that wanted some hugging and mothering and loving. And so we just strengthen all of that for you. And thank you so very much for calling in. And, let us know. You can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And Sharan, where can she reach you?
At sharanseda.com. Yeah.
There
we
go.
Look forward to hearing from you, Gail.
Yeah. Yeah. And be gentle, please. All right.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. So Sharan, now that was, how this show works, right?
Yes. We never have a plan.
Yeah. Because, and how beautiful, a lot of people, it's funny. A lot of people will say like they love listening to my radio show. I get a lot of things, but they're scared to call in. And it's because like people don't want to, air their things. We're taught not to. And so thank you so much, Gail, for being so brave, because, wow, she just, showed exactly what we're talking about here, how the DNA and all of that can affect us. So getting back into that now.
Absolutely.
Do you remember what you were going to talk about, Sharan?
Well, I mean, Gail's a great example of that, like you said.
I love it. So I'm going to give you the floor. You go for it.
Well, it's a great example because, here it is. We cleared all this stuff about, the birth, the transition at when her mother passed away, and how these things in our lives influence us. And then, it's showing up later on as some form of dis-ease in the body, whatever it is. It's all represented by energy that we're holding from things that we've experienced or something that our ancestors have, felt and experienced. So like now, when we shifted that for Gail, everyone can hear the shift in her voice and how that's shifted. And so that's going to be reflected back, by how the DNA shows up. And, it's not so much about what we're expecting to show up, but more we know that it's going to be perfect, whatever shows up.
Yeah. That's another one of my cards, perfectly imperfect. that's for perfectionists like me and you, about having balance in your life. And this is really something that I've been talking a lot about. And I have, for those of you who are interested out there, I do have a teleshifting seminar that I rotate monthly. And it's on the third Thursday night of every month. And you can purchase those individually and see what they're like, or you can purchase them for the year. I like to take people through the year, and then you get a special discount if you purchase the package. So you can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. That's about balance in life, about being perfectly imperfect. We have to take a short break here, but when we come back, Sharan and I are going to talk a little bit more about how we can shift this DNA, and what can we do about it so that we improve our lives for ourselves, for our children, which is really important, and also for our ancestors, even if they're on the other side. We clear energy for them so that they feel the love back and forth across the veil. It's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Cy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I just love connecting with you, Sharon. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And we have another caller, and I thought we might have time to shift someone really quick here. You're up for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brian, do we have someone calling in here?
Oh, yes, we do. We're going to the Sunshine State for this one. From Florida, welcome Rita to the program. What can Colette and Sharon do for you today?
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
This is Rita.
Hi.
I have been being led to hear about this DNA because over and over, it's in my email boxes. It's everywhere. It's everywhere for me. But
I love when that happens.
After the seminar, everybody before, during, driving, after, they're sending me pictures like license plates, bumper stickers with dragons.
Oh my goodness.
And, what I just have to say, because Sharon, you know, the DNA dragon is the red sexuality dragon. And he is from the Ural Mountains in Russia, and his energy is coming in strong here. And this is about having a very strong DNA strand. Do you want to just, I just wanted to ask Rita, is there something that we can do for you today? Because I'm getting it has to do with this, what Sharon wants to work on here.
Yes. I'm having a strange thing happening. I'm having pain in my left breast that is like burns. And I've never had this before. And it And then it goes away. No, it's like the nipple area. And it's just like fire, and then it goes away.
And when did it start doing this?
Like a couple of days ago.
Okay. All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at right now?
In concern, I would say I'm probably at 8 and concern for that strange sensation.
Okay.
But I don't feel like it. I feel like it's energetic, something energetic.
So. Okay. So we're just going to ask you, so it's about an 8 right now for you?
Yes.
Okay. Sharan, what are you getting?
I was going to say, Rita, what age are you at right now?
46.
46. Okay. Is this something to do with grief that's been going on? To do with yourself or your relationship with yourself or
others?
Yes,
childhood stuff, like a lot of childhood stuff coming up for me. I've been working through a lot of childhood stuff. I've been really doing a lot of meditation, and I've really been doing a lot of work on Rita and my.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I was just going to say that that's what's coming up, grief, and it feels like it's stuck. It was. I've just cleared it around the breast area. Colette, you go ahead. I'm doing more here.
Yeah, you're doing some more. Okay, the burning is rage. Rage. Out and out.
Rage.
Were you ever, when you think about...
I've been having a lot of rage. Like, literally, like, I have had rage lately on just coming out of me, like... And from, like, I'm Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, and then it comes out, and then the burning, and then it's like, I recognize that I'm having the rage, and then it just, and I'm like, I hold it for a second, I calm myself down, and it goes away.
Okay, so there's a couple things coming up here. If you listen to last week's radio show with Leroy, that brave man, cleared a bunch of angry women. They were angry, man. And, but he's been with his wife for 65 years, so we know he knows what he's doing. So we're going to strengthen you to all the corrections, all the shifting that Leroy did last week on angry, angry, enraged women marching around the globe. And then I have another question to ask you. Did your mother breastfeed you?
No, she did not.
We go. Okay, I'm going to work on that. Sharan?
I got the feeling of being like not feeling supported. So in a way, you know, with regards to not being breastfed, that's also part of it. But also what it was doing was contributing to disconnection between the mammary gland and the lungs, which is grief. So like a disconnection on that part. So I've just reconnected that.
Yeah, that feels different right there. Where are you, Rita? What are you experiencing anything yet?
I did have kind of a tingling sensation and a slight burn, and I felt it kind of just disappear quickly, you know, without the like severeness of it. So
yeah, I felt like and what I'm getting is what would be really good for you to do is go out in a field somewhere and scream. And rant and let it out. Let it out.
I'm tired of being a nice
girl.
At the
top of your lungs.
<I'm not kidding.
laughs> There we go. Some people cry when they clear energy and some people laugh.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a good
thing. I normally cry and I'm laughing today.
You're crying and laughing. Okay. All right. So I'm getting you're feeling a lot better about this. Where are you at number wise?
I think I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
you're neutral.
Maybe.
Thank you for calling in, Rita.
Thank you.
Thank you,
love you guys so much.
Love you too. Hey, Sharan, we rock, hey? and Brian, because you always know what music to play.
Oh, you know it. You know it, Colette Marie and Sharan Too Cool.
That was an amazing clearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really good work, Sharan. It's such a pleasure working with you, really.
A high five across the pond, Colette.
I mean, we all feel so much lighter. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I feel that in my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone calling in, you know, because like you said, it takes courage to do that and to share and to be able to shift this. Because whoever, you know, the two people that have called in, they've not only just shifted it for themselves, but they've shifted it for everyone. And everyone listening has benefited, including you and I.
Yeah. And even if you're listening later, don't worry that, oh my goodness, I missed out, because energetically, there is no time. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, that when you listen to this show, if you're listening to it later, a lot of people can't listen to the show at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. They've got kids and going to school, et cetera. So we're just going to strengthen that, that people listening later would also feel this beautiful, beautiful shift. We have a minute left or so to share here. Sharon, I'd love to give you the floor and just last words from you for today's show.
I was going to say, you were talking about the DNA card. I wanted to hear more about that one and just, you know, let's connect it to the whole call. That's what's coming through for me.
Okay. Well, he's a Russian dragon from, as I said, and his DNA is very special. He was just one of the most fierce, one of the most revered dragons ever to be on the planet. And he was with Ange, the first one, and his DNA allowed her to have her first live baby after planting all the eggs across the world for the crystal veins. I think we've run out of time, but that was that's what his DNA is about changing DNA for the better and strong performance of the body.
Absolutely perfect.
Thank you, Sharon, for being on the show. Thank you, Brian, and all the callers listening in. I will be back next week. And also wanted to say, if you want to see Cindy and I for Dragon Readings at the Holistic Fair in Kelowna here, that will be on April 16th. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.